What's a crossword tournament? Most people don't know.
Give me spaces that need to be filled in, and I want to fill them in.
This is the longest running crossword puzzle tournament in the world, and there's nothing like coming here for a good snowy weekend.
Well, Willow's the progenitor. He started the whole thing. Without Will, there never would have been a tournament like this.
Everything leads up to the tournament because there's one of these a year.
There are too many people my age who do crosswords at all, let alone as fast as I do them.
Sort of utter panic. Each puzzle, I think, oh my God, what if I can't do this? What if I make a mistake? What if I leave something out?
Is everyone ready? On your mark. Get set. Go.
Writer, he moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be.
All right, here we go from the beginning. From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
All right. First
My name's Will Shortz. I'm the crossword editor of the New York Times.
When you're in grade school, you take aptitude tests to find out what you're good at and what you want to do in life. And I remember this would have been fourth, fifth, or sixth grade. I took this test, and when I was done, I turned over the paper and looked through the list of professions to find out how I scored in that category. And not surprisingly, puzzle maker was not one of their listed professions.
Now, are you a puzzle player?
Yeah, I'm an avid Scrabble player, and I like board games and puzzles in general.
I'm blessed to work for the two greatest news organizations in the country, the New York Times and National Public Radio. And I know that whatever puzzle I throw out there for an intelligent, cultured audience is going to be understood and appreciated by them. They're my kind of people.
Daniel, it's time to meet Will, and it's time for everyone to play.
Well, Daniel, I'm going to name some categories. For each one, name something in that category that begins with the same first two letters as the category. For example, if I said planets, you might say Pluto. Number one is auto makes.
Auto makes Audi.
Audi, excellent. Well, of course, I've spent my whole life on puzzles. I've been making puzzles since I was 8 or 9, and I sold my first one when I was 14. When I was a kid, I used to joke about majoring in puzzles when I got to college. Well, I was lucky enough to go to Indiana University, and if you're accepted, you can major in anything you want. I found this old-fashioned word called enigmatology that was in the unabridged dictionaries, and I convinced the people that puzzles were a serious field of academic inquiry. I devised an entire curriculum for myself in puzzles. I figured from the beginning that it would mean a life of poverty, because puzzles don't pay much. But I wanted to do puzzles so badly, I was willing to live in poverty to do it. Excellent. Capitals of states.
Carson City.
Oh, that was good. Snow White's dwarfs.
Oh, boy. Snoopy? Is that one of them?
No, not Snoopy, no.
Snappy's not one of them either.
So when I took over the job at the Times in 1993, I thought I really understood puzzle solvers. It's addressed to Mr. Will Shortz, the smart-ass crossword puzzle hero. This one, last Saturday, was ridiculous. You should be hanged by your cojones for this Monday puzzle.
Give me a break.
I couldn't solve it, even with the answers in front of me.
Dear sir or madam.
It's Monday, Mr. Shortz, not Friday.
This is both idiotic and completely unfair. This kvetching thing that's going on, I can't seem to get a grasp on it. Who in the hell ever heard of three letters in a single box? The kvetchers cry, oy vey? I don't get it. How is it used? Is it a northern thing? Frogs hop, sir, but toads do not. They waddled.
You have managed to take all the fun out of it. Congratulations.
No wonder William F. Buckley stopped doing these puzzles.
You are sick, sick, sick indeed. Sincerely.
The best part of the week for me is reading the mail.
P.S. You're sick, sick, sick. hearing from the solvers is the best part of the job. You know, you don't do this for the money or for anything else, or those are all secondary things. The biggest thing is to stretch people's brains, bring joy to their lives.
Again, come on. You're trying to trick me into I have to think about auction, but it's not really about that. It's just about selling, isn't it?
My name is John Stewart, and I tell dumb jokes for money.
To do, come on, to do!
I am a Times puzzle fan. I will solve in a hotel, a USA Today, but I don't feel good about myself when I do it. You feel like you're doing one of them circle things where you find the word when you're on a plane. These are all flowers. Uh-huh. So the Times puzzle is the one for me. Asps.
Come on, shorts! Bring it! Pile up!
When you imagine crossword guy, you imagine he's 13 to 14 inches tall, doesn't care to go more than 5 feet without his inhaler. And yet, he's a giant man. He's the Errol Flynn of crossword puzzling. But meeting him in person, I definitely thought, well, geez, I was planning on taking your lunch money, but now I believe you could best me in a physical joust, if you will. So I backed off immediately. I respect very much those that create the puzzles. I don't know how they do it. Quite frankly, I don't know why they do it.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. Put the D at the end, you get unkind donuts. Which I've had a few of in my day. My name is Merle Regal. I'm a syndicated crossword puzzle constructor.
Well, Merle is a great guy. We've been friends for years. He's like me in many ways. He was a puzzle head from when he was a child. He started making crosswords when he was in his teens.
Normally, I'm either thinking of puzzles, or cluing them here, or cluing them there, or thinking of themes for puzzles. Noah's Ark, right there. You switch the S and the H around, that's... No, a shark! And hopefully, there is part of the day available for me to actually do normal things with the people I love.
Every crossword is a collaboration between the puzzle maker and the editor. I get 60 to 75 puzzles submitted to me every week. So, you know, I go through the mail and pick out the ones that I like best. On average, about half the clues in the Times crossword are my own. And I change clues, first of all, for accuracy and as a matter of style, New York Times style. But I'm also making the clues fit the intended level of difficulty. So if I've determined something is a Monday puzzle, I'm going to try to make all easy clues. And if I've determined this is a Friday or Saturday puzzle, I'm going to try to make everything challenging.
When crossword puzzles had begun in 1913, they eventually got so popular that an editor had to be hired to do it every week. Margaret Farrer wanted to do real journalistic things in her life, but she was told, okay, you have to edit the crossword puzzle from now on, which she didn't want to do. So she finally thought, okay, I'll sit down and actually do this. And by doing that, over the course of a couple of years, she standardized puzzles. It's amazing what we still use today from those days. The rule about 1/6 of the diagram can be black squares. The fact that it's all over interlocked. You can't have little islands of words separated from everything else. No two-letter words. Symmetry, the fact that if you turn a crossword puzzle upside down, the arrangement of black squares stays the same. And there's word choice rules. You can't use usually bodily functions in puzzles. You know, urine would bail me out of a corner, I mean, a million times a year. Same with enema. Enema, talk about great letters. But you got to keep those words out of puzzles. Because it doesn't pass the Sunday morning breakfast test. I mean, there are people solving on Sunday morning, the big Sunday puzzle. They've waited all week for this. They're sitting there relaxing, and here comes, you know, rectal? I don't think so. As a result of these rules, she became like the first lady of crosswords. And when the New York Times decided to start running a crossword puzzle in 1942, she was the one they picked to do it. Crossword.
Papa, cross word, Papa, you sure do puzzle me.
Cities are where we leave the imprint of human interaction. What the city offers, particularly this city, especially this city, is a sense of grids. You know, it's all about boxes. You live in a box and you ride in a box to go to work in a box. And we have this wonderful newspaper that's boxy shaped that has in it this page, which is my favorite page in the whole newspaper. And there are a set of boxes in which you kind of practice the wordplay of this particularly exquisite language. You know, I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't need to have a drink at the end of the day. What I need to do is do the New York crossword puzzle in ink every day.
It's almost like going home. It's the same. You know how your parents always live one place for an eon? Well, the Marriott in Stamford, it's been the place where it's always been held.
2, 1, start your puzzles.
Crossword puzzles, and this is the first crossword puzzle tournament in the United States. They hope the first annual.
The crossword tournament in Stamford started in 1978. I got together a few friends of mine, crossword constructing friends, to be the officials. 149 contestants showed up that first year.
Will Shorts, the 25-year-old tournament coordinator, has a degree in enigmatology, the study of puzzles.
Now, I spend 10, 12 hours a day on puzzles, either making puzzles or solving puzzles.
It was just a wonderful and exhausting event.
It's an institution now. You know, if Will hadn't wanted to just basically meet other puzzlers, I think that's the reason he started it, just to have some fun with all of his friends. I mean, it's a labor of love.
Really go for, 5 letters. Boffo Review, 4 letters. Director Craven, 3 letters.
My name's Al Sanders. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado. I work at Hewlett-Packard as a project manager there in an R&D lab. We have 3 kids, Matthew, Grace, and Connor, ages 14, 9, and 11.
He's a very good dad, yeah. I think that, you know, I think they've grown up with a very nice, loving relationship with their dad, and I think that that will help them, you know, when they become parents too.
Growing up, I was an only child, so I did spend a lot of time, you know, reading and that kind of stuff. Used to love to watch game shows, always loved trivia, you know, so I always did pretty good, you know, in a kind of testing situation. In some ways, I think that's why I still enjoy puzzles so much, because, like, you know, the school environment, it's very structured and it's very artificial in a way. You know, at the end, it's like, hey, you know, you get your report card and you did great, you got your straight A's or whatever, and, you know, cool, you know, that was great. You know, real life, it's obviously a lot more complicated than that. It's kind of late tonight, so I'm a little tired, so we'll see if I can do it, but we'll see if we can get at least below 2:30 on this one. So, okay, so ready, set, go. Entry there, so that's good. This is about cheese, it looks like, so everything has to do with cheeses. Better stop talking and we keep going here.
I'd say crosswords to me are probably an obsession. Certainly in the couple of months before the tournament, I kind of have this phase I seem to have worked my way into where, you know, everything leads up to the tournament, and because there's one of these a year.
There. Let's see how to stop. Bad news.
Got a chance. I've been in the finals for a number of years, and I know people must think, oh great, Al's in the finals again, there's another third place finish, you know, so I kind of have a little something to prove there at least. You know, the whole puzzle calendar pretty much revolves around Stamford, and you know, there's nothing else like it in the crossword world, so you got to be there. They always talk about the winners, you know. They announce the former champions at the beginning of the tournament.
you know, sure, coming in the top three for, you know, 5 or 6 years in a row, it's great and it's really cool. But, I mean, there's just something special about actually being a champion that, you know, and it's not like, you know, winning a major in golf or something, but it's within the crossword puzzle world, it kind of has that same cachet. So it would be something that, you know, you'd remember forever. So I really hope sometime, you know, in the next few years, I can close the deal and win one of these things.
Oh, 202. I can never get under 2 minutes. Dang it. Someday I'm going to get a 159 out of here, but that's my second fastest one ever, so. And I didn't stop and check, but I do have it all filled in, so. Yeah, that was a pretty good one there, so.
We're doing a puzzle that is about the word wordplay. The way I thought we would get into the puzzle, since wordplay is an even number of letters, and crossword puzzle diagrams are almost always an odd number of squares on a side. Since you can't put it in the center of the diagram, what we'll do is we'll put it like this.
One of the great things about the Times crossword is that it's made by many different people. Each year I publish about 110 different constructors. And I think the puzzle is much better than if I made all the puzzles myself. First of all, it takes a long time to make a great crossword. And then with so many different voices, so many different constructors sending puzzles to me, I get lots more diversity. The puzzle wouldn't be nearly as good if one person made it.
The basic idea of this puzzle is that I wanted to think of words or phrases that contain the word word in a non-word context. And I wanted to think of words that contain the word play in a non-word context. I thought of words like Playa del Rey, the area of California where I used to be from. Playa del Rey starts with the word play and has nothing to do with the word play in English. And cross swords, as if in to start dueling with somebody with swords. Cross swords has the word word in it also. And it actually looks like crosswords with an extra S. So that was the idea, that we could somehow do a wordplay puzzle about the words word and play that did not involve the actual words themselves.
What's it feel like to actually be in the puzzle?
Oh, man, let's call it a pinnacle of our career. It was a thrill, a total thrill.
I was actually just surprised because I always thought of us as being pretty underground and not really in the intellectual set. But it was exciting, flattering.
Bikini Parts has to end in an S, I think, so maybe Odyssey spelled wrong.
Maybe it's not Odyssey.
Feels like it's Odyssey, but
I've definitely started equating crossword puzzles with songwriting. And it really helped my process because I think what it did is it gave me this sense of faith that writer's block is not really real, and that if you sit there and work on it long enough, just like when you do a crossword, something's going to come out. You know, it's just like, it's the same thing that Emily's talking about when you stare at a clue and all of a sudden the answer just pops up and you're just like, God, I didn't even know I knew that.
I mean, for me, writing a song, you want to make it general enough so that people can relate to it, but also specific enough so that it's interesting. So there are like all those things that you play with: obscurity, clarity, generalization, specificity. And those are things that you sort of grapple with as you're writing a song. I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me a sight between black and white. The
best thing you've ever done. Right from the start, Merle loved the idea of making puzzles with as few black squares and as many wide open white squares as possible.
I've now put my theme answers in where they will go for maximum use of the space so that the diagram still breathes a little. And now I'm just looking at it to see if the down possibilities have any problems. You want to sniff out these tough areas immediately when you're constructing. And the only spot I have here that's even remotely like that is this blank Y, blank, blank Y.
Right there. I mean, there are words that go in there, my way, pygmy, a couple of other things. But the thing is that this word next to it, A blank blank A blank, if all the ones I've said for here, this is a consonant. My day, that's a D. Pygmy, that's a G. So if that's a consonant, this has to be a vowel. And how many vowels can you think of that go A, vowel, blank, A, blank, and still we're going to bleed into this really important area so that words can come down? And the only one I can think of for this is a fragment, like by any. When I need that to be a vowel, like by any means possible, then from here, consonant, vowel, then almost anything I want. This is going to be almost anything. I'm just going to make sure that I can come down from here. So what I'm thinking of is that this is going to be a word that ends like this, and that this is going to be a word that either ends with S down here, or it can be something rather colorful, I'm not sure. But this is going to be like something like a G, and maybe this is going to be an E also. I just thought of something that's going to work nice.
Nine-letter word for cocktail with a cherry. 15-letter word for resistant to moisture, say. 5-letter word for clued in.
I'm Ellen Ripstein. We're in the back of Park West Village. I went to the very first tournament in 1978, and I came in the 30s. So really just at the tournaments, as I gradually started getting better, you know, I guess I realized, gee, I must be really good at this. But it still sort of amazes me, because when I see a Saturday Times puzzle and I do it in 10 minutes, and then on the forum they're saying it took all afternoon, that just seems so strange to me. You know, what was their problem? Why couldn't they do the puzzle? I guess I've just accumulated a lot of useless knowledge that often is in the puzzles. For 18 years in a row, I was so close to the top. I was in the finals, I think, 11 times, the top three, and didn't win. So then every year, you know, I kept not winning until finally in 2001, one of the contestants was having lunch with a friend of his who worked for the Wall Street Journal and telling him about this tournament he was about to go to. And so the Wall Street Journal did a front page piece on me a week before the tournament with the picture and everything. And this is just mind boggling. You know, I'm just like a little nerd girl, and here I am on the front of the Wall Street Journal. This tournament we had ABC News, CBS, you know, just tons of press. So the top three were me, Al Sanders, and Patrick Jordan, who were all really good, but it wasn't people who've won. So Patrick finished the puzzle first, and they were saying that all the air just got sucked out of the room because Patrick is nice, and you know, people would like him to win, but God, you know, they really wanted me to win already. And then
Patrick's in.
But hold on a minute.
With a mistake. With a mistake.
There was a bad crossing, and he had made a mistake. So, you know, everyone's just holding their breath.
Oh, she's so close. She is so close. She's looking it over. The second hand is coming up.
I fill in the last letter and turn around, and I'm crying just even thinking about it. And the place just went totally nuts. They're going, Ellen, Ellen. A guy pulled out a banner that said, Ripstein, this is your year. And I was going, are you sure? Are you sure? Would you check the puzzle? And they were checking. No, no. And I was just sobbing. It was so great.
In a dramatic come-from-behind last-second victory, Ellen is the winner.
Sure?
Hollywood couldn't have scripted a better finish.
It is a kind of nerdy thing, but it's neat. Although I had a boyfriend once who was just, you know, he would sort of try to put me down, and I would say, well, what are you the best in the country at, you know? At least I'm, there's something.
Let's see. Through trysts. This can't be a you anymore. Is red top a word? Red top? Well, I think it's a word, but I'm sitting in here. I mean, in a second, I would go near the room and look it up just to see. First, we'll look in the little dictionary, because that's where we want it to be. If it's common enough to be in a little dictionary, then it's We got something. Red Top. A grass grown in the cooler parts of North America for hay, pasturage, and lawns. I'll bet you our lawn guy knows that word.
I'm going to show you something that I don't show many people, and this is only because you asked very, very politely. Since March 2nd of 1997, I've been keeping a record of my time every day, and I do this because I'm an obsessive creep, and I do this because I'm a nerd, and I do it because I'm competing with myself, but I'm also doing it to kind of measure my mental deterioration, to see how much slower I get over the years, to see how close I am getting to actually losing my marbles. From December of 2003 until June of 2005, I was the public editor at the New York Times. That's a job that's called the ombudsman at many other papers. The Times being the Times, they have to have a more pretentious title, so I was public editor. I can say this more easily now that I no longer work there. I think I can say with more credibility. The Times is the most important news medium in the world. There's nothing else like it. And the puzzle fits into that. There's no other puzzle like it. I don't think you would find anybody, if you walked into that room at Stanford and you asked any of 500 people there, you know, what's your favorite puzzle, they'd all say the Times, because it's the gold standard, as the way that I think the newspaper, although the newspaper may do many things wrong, it's the gold standard of American newspapers, too. One of the things that was interesting to me once I started going to Stanford was realizing what was the nature of the person who was really great. I don't mean good like me at an amateur level, but really, really great. And overwhelmingly, the two professional groups that seem to dominate are musicians and people in the math professions. And by that, I mean computer programmers, actuaries, auditors, and such. And I've asked people, what would you think? Who would you think would be the best? And they say, oh, copy editors or history teachers or English teachers. But no, it's these two groups. And what I think it is their ability to assimilate a lot of coded information instantly. In other words, a piano player like John Delphin, the greatest crossword puzzler of our time, he sits down and he sees three staffs of music and he can instantly play it. He's taken all those notes and he's absorbed what they mean instantaneously. If you have that kind of a cast of mind and then add to it a lot of, you know, a wide range of sort of ordinary and extraordinary information, and if you can spell, you'd be a really great crossword puzzler. 4 minutes and 20 seconds. No, 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Sounds pretty good.
One across, a three-letter word, Doberman Doc. Four across, a four-letter word, Antony of Antiquity. Eight across, a five-letter word, Match Play. Whatever image that I had of myself when I was younger, about what I would be at 50 or in general as a grown-up, it's not what happened. I was on the academic track when I was in school, and I was supposed to be a lawyer or a teacher or an accountant, and somehow I'm a piano player. How did that happen? I've been solving puzzles since I'm a kid. Give me spaces that need to be filled in, and I want to fill them in. I started competing in 1985 and did okay. The year after that, I made it into the final, and I've been there every year since.
You give the accompanist your music and say, here you go, I will be singing Gimme Gimme from Thoroughly Modern Millie.
On My Own from Les Miserables. Rock of Rages from Leader of the Pack. Where the Boys Are by Connie Francis. La Isla Bonita by Madonna.
Crossword Puzzle by Maltby and Shire. It's from Starting Here, Starting Now.
I am sitting here doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle. Somehow the words won't come. I am staring at squares, but my eyes never focus and my mind's feeling strangely numb.
It's sort of like dealing with puzzles, because I'll show up in a room like I am today and people will hand me a piece of music that I may have never seen before or heard before or even heard of before, and I have to play it for them. Right away. I don't get to rehearse it. I don't get to even think about it. So I get to solve this little puzzle for 90 seconds. A lot of sitting at the piano and playing for people when they walk in, a lot of that is really craft and trickery. But I was in a room one day and somebody came in and brought in one of my favorite songs, It Might As Well Be Spring. She started to sing it. But I could tell that she knew the song, that she really knew what she was doing. So I started to reharmonize it a little bit. And she sang the song like we'd been doing for years. And when we were finished, she turned away from the people at the table. And she said to me, "That was beautiful." When there's no rehearsal, when a stranger walks into a room with a piece of music that I've never heard and puts it in front of me, and I play it, and the singer sings it, and we manage to connect. I resist the word art, but it's art.
Well, it's not one of my funniest puzzles in the world, but I think that it's I think it's fine for a Monday or Tuesday.
A great puzzle is based on an original idea. It takes that theme, it's fresh, it's novel, it's fun, it carries the idea through to its limit, whatever that limit is.
Just one more note about projecting the presidential results before all the polls are closed for a while today. Before any polls close, we thought the New York Times had been particularly flagrant. Take a look at the Times crossword puzzle. The clue is the same for numbers 39 and 43 across. Lead story in tomorrow's newspaper. 39 across, Clinton. 43 across, elected. But surely the Times wouldn't go out on a limb like that. No, the crossword editor is much too diabolical. So rearrange a few words, and the answer to 39 and 43 across is Bob Dole, elected.
In this Election Day 96 puzzle, to make it clever, it was blank elected. And blank is seven letters, and it could be Clinton or it could be Bob Dole, and it turns out it can be both because they figured out seven downward answers where at each point the corresponding letter fit the clue. So in the first one, it could be B or C. In the second one, could be O or L. Third one could be B or I. Fourth one, it'd be D or N. I mean, that's an amazing thing, you know, just to be able to think of that. Half the time I do these things just to see what people are thinking about. So I worked it, and I made a copy and sent it to Dole after calling him and telling him we both won after all.
Of course, the whole election in 96 was a puzzle to me. I got the early edition of the Times that day, and I won. So, of course, I liked the early edition, but then he got the regular edition. And he also got four more years in the White House.
The Sunday Times crossword puzzle had a reputation of being formidable, and at some point in my life we began to get the Sunday Times, and when I was president I think I worked more than ever before. I worked no telling how many hundreds and hundreds of crossword puzzles. Oh yeah, I find it very relaxing, you know, and I really found it relaxing in the White House because, you know, just for a moment, you know, you just take your mind off whatever you're doing. I sometimes did them at lunch if I was eating alone. Sometimes you have to go at a problem the way I go at a complicated crossword puzzle. Sometimes I picked up the Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle, and I'll go through way over half the clues before I'll know the answer to one. And then you start with what you know the answer to, and you just build on it. And eventually you can unravel the whole puzzle. And so I rarely work a puzzle of any difficulty from one across and one down all the way to the end in a totally logical fashion. And I think a lot of difficult, complex problems are like that. You have to find some aspect of it you understand and build on it until you can unravel the mystery that you're trying to understand. Nearly anybody can learn nearly anything they need to know. Nature has something to do with it, but I think nurture has something to do with it. I mean, I think nature made Einstein's massive brain and made him what he was. But nurture can make nearly everyone seem to be above average intelligence if they have the right sort of nurturing early, as well as the right kind of formal schooling and academic challenges and adults who believe in them when they're children. So I really believe it's a little bit of both, but I think most of us are, we're all capable of doing more than we think. 31. Animal on a Florida license plate, that's a manatee, I know that.
Member of the EU, three letters. A four-letter word for a Syrian foe. Eight-letter word for a pizza order. Average time for a Sunday New York Times, I guess, on the 6 to 8 minute range. Let's rock. Go. I'm Tyler Hinman here at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. And we got coming up in 3 weeks the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Well, I started out in puzzles way back in the day. I had a magazine called Children's Fun Puzzles, you know, where you had rhymes, you had to figure out a fat cat rhyme, something like that, fill in the blanks of those words. And then in ninth grade, I got handed a crossword during a study hall, and I did it, failed miserably, and it was hooked.
Artificial intelligence is the attempt to engineer machines that are as smart as we are.
Is there a computer program that can solve the New York Times crossword puzzle?
Not perfectly.
What do you mean not perfectly?
Because there's a lot of, you know, they try to get in, you know, new, fresh clues, and they use wordplay, which is obviously very
so
difficult for a computer.
The answer is no.
Right.
I would suspect that people who are really good at crossword puzzles do these under severe time constraints, do them very rapidly. These are probably very, very intelligent people.
Yeah, if you reference pop culture or someone like that, or if you use wordplay or pop culture, and it's very difficult for a computer to figure
out. That's slowing you down as well, right?
A little bit, yeah. If I hadn't heard of it, that would probably be, oh, I don't know that one. I'm going to have to get the crossing.
But you can solve it perfectly.
Most of the time.
So in this particular arena, humans are still superior to machines.
Indeed.
There probably is an element of what we would call fluid intelligence.
Why puzzles? I don't know. It's just the way it worked out. It's kind of the way I'm wired. Like with video games and that kind of thing, I tend to get a little, I guess psychotic is the word. Like if I don't do well in something and I feel like I should be doing well, then, you know, that really gets to me. Anyone who spends their life doing something that they genuinely enjoy, whether it's for a lot of money or not, especially if they're, you know, have living hand to mouth, having trouble making a living, as long as they're doing what they like, you know, I have a great deal of respect for that. I think everyone should do that.
Being rational creatures, we just are intrinsically driven to solve these kinds of problems, and I would suspect the most rational among us tend to be even drawn to them like an addiction.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a gift, but it's one I've worked for. You know, I got good predominantly because I practiced, and I cared about it, and I had the drive. Done.
Hey, Merle, this is Will. Are you there? I think this is probably a Tuesday rather than a Monday, but that's perfectly fine. And you know, if you would want to send me a few clues that are slightly harder so I can run this on a Tuesday, that's great. But really, this is just it's just great work. And so the answer is yes. Turn off your plans to do another puzzle, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is a Merle Regal, and he's very, very good. He's one of the very best constructors, but this is a waste of his talent. He should be a Friday and Saturday guy because he's really so clever. Using Regal on Tuesday is like using Barry Bonds in Little League.
His on-base percentage now is better than .560. Little would argue now that he's the game's best player. Three balls, two strikes, and one out. Here's the pitch from Yucina. Swung out and missed strike three.
Pitching is probably more than 50% mental and the rest being physical. I think I first started doing them in college. School paper actually had a puzzle in it, and that's how we got started working on them. And at the beginning, obviously, I knew very little, and it was hard for me to do, and you just have to keep doing them. And it's been now 15 plus years, and now I try to do one as often as I can.
Brilliant performance by Mike Mussina. A complete game shutout. Yankees win 5-0.
Well, every time I go out on the mound, I want to finish the game. It only happens occasionally, and those games are really special. Puzzles can be the same way. You can go through it to a certain point, and then you bring in help from behind you to help close it out. And those days are fun, too. Sometimes we'll sit down as a group and try to plow through it as fast as we can, so whoever's doing the writing doesn't even get to look at the clues. They're writing so fast because three people are leaning over your shoulder, firing out answers at you. The puzzle, whether it's the Times or any other puzzle we get to pick up, is, for me, a ball season thing. And the Times puzzle is the ultimate puzzle. It's the one that everybody who does puzzles tries to get to the level that they can do this one. if you can do this puzzle, I can tell you, you can probably do any puzzle they throw at you.
Former Yankee Gerba, 3 letters. Ace, 11 letters. Soul Attachment, 5 letters. What's a crossword tournament? Most people don't know. It's hard to go back to the gym and people say, what'd you do this week? And you say, well, I won a crossword puzzle tournament. They go, oh, yeah. So, people don't know how to respond to that. So I was working near Times Square before the Disneyfication of it. I was going to work and working on puzzles all day. And then I was coming home and I was doing puzzle work on the side to try and earn some extra income. So my life was pretty much nothing but puzzles for about a year and a half there. I needed more of a non-puzzle scene in my life, and I thought the only way I'm going to force myself to get that is to move back to where there is no puzzle scene. So I moved down here to Fort Lauderdale, where I already had some friends, and I liked the weather and so forth, and I've been very happy here, and I plan to stay here, you know, indefinitely. That wasn't pretty. All right.
Good ball.
Go get him, dear. Don't steal my multi-ball.
I'm Brian Dominey. I grew up in Dublin, Georgia. I met Tripp about 2 years ago. We hit it off pretty quickly after we met, and we started dating immediately, and we moved in together towards the end of 2004.
You wait. He's going to win this game. Or not.
Now you jinxed it.
Good, you deserved it after that last one. All right, well, that was a rare victory.
Well done.
Yes, well done, dear.
Yes. He's just an incredibly driven and focused person. When he sets his mind to something, he's relentless. He does all that he can to make sure that he wins. I mean, it's all about winning. He really wouldn't be doing this if he didn't want to win so badly.
When I won, I was the youngest person ever to win. And at the moment, I still have that record. I was 24 when I won. It was great. It was something I'd been hoping to do for a number of years, and it was just great to fulfill that. 450. That took me a bit longer than I expected. It was a hard puzzle. There were a lot of very tricky clues in that, and there was at least one entry where after I filled it in, I had to stare at it for several seconds to figure out what it meant. Galion G, G-A-L-I-O-N-G-E-E, a man of war's man. That means nothing to me. You know, if I'm going out with Brian somewhere or something, I try to turn the word part of my brain off and just relax and have fun and not think about work. But still, I mean, there's a part of me where it's always on. I mean, I remember the first time we went by someplace that had the word intercoastal on it, I pointed out that that was an anagram of the word altercations. It's nice being with somebody who can appreciate that.
Tripp is a little intimidating at first because he is so bright. When I first met him, I admit I was a little intimidated myself. But the more we got to talking, the more I got to know him. He's really just a genuinely sweet guy.
I've always been intrigued by the letter Q, but... And some letters are just boring, you know, N is a boring letter, but Q is, of course, most commonly followed by a U, but there are a lot of exceptions. You have to be careful about that when you're solving, because otherwise you'll end up with the country Qatar or Q-tips or something like that on the QT or IQ test, but Q is a very good letter.
My predecessor was 36 years older than me. And anytime you saw any modern culture in the old puzzles, it just came as a shock, you know. What's a TV show doing in here? And really, puzzles didn't have that. My feeling was crosswords should have everything that's being covered in the Times. And of course, that's going to be classical music and art and history and old subjects like that. But it includes sports, popular music, movies, TV, cartoons, everything.
Why, there it is.
One of the things you have to do is just get rid of the rest of the paper when you do this, you know, because by then it's not important in your life any longer.
Can you find the hidden H where it's hiding? Is it on the ground or in the sky?
You always fold it over. You have to fold it over.
I got to tell you,
I mean, I was going to do it in pencil, but it's Tuesday. Yeah, that's right. What do you think of that?
Sometimes we make our band members use pencils, I've noticed. Why do we do that?
Because we don't trust them.
Very bravely, I'm a pen guy, actually. It comes back to haunt you once in a while.
All right, here we go.
You know what? I'm so confident. I'm going to do it in glue stick.
ICBM is the first answer, and his clue is warhead weapon, briefly. Seems all right.
Warhead weapon, briefly? It's got to be ICBM. Come on. Everybody goes for that.
Warhead weapon. Got to be an ICBM or a MIR. Got to be ICBM.
This is probably Norma Rae. R-A-E.
She helped Theseus escape the labyrinth. Don't get cute with me, Will, because I'll come over there.
East-northeast is 737 heading, perhaps, and he's abbreviated, perhaps.
East-north. East.
East-northeast.
This is the standard crossword position.
Never on Sunday star Melina Mercury. You have to be old like I am to remember that movie.
Well, you lean back, you put it on your knee, and fill it in.
Main arteries? How can that not be aortas? How can it not? No, it's not. Yes, it is. Come on! Bring it!
Cross swords to duel with, yes.
Duel with. Cross swords. And wait, duel with is cross swords, which is also cross words. So they're playing with us here. That's wonderful.
Duel cross swords. See what you've done here, Will, if I may, the triple S. You think that's cute? That's not cute. I can take you with your triple concept.
Yeah, it's wordplay. It's not too hard, but it's very clever. And there's the word play or the word and all the big clues, like Playa del Rey. That's what's going on here.
Now, wait a minute. What the...
Can you find them? Here they are.
I get there like around 3 or 4 o'clock on a Friday. You check in. It's usually snowing out or it's everybody's freezing when they come in the front door. It's like you haven't seen anybody for a year. Everybody's, you know, doing, boy, it's great to see you. You know, it's not just the warmth of the hotel. It's the warmth of all these people coming together, you know, going to be sharing in this little orgy of puzzling for 48 solid hours.
After 28 years, the Stamford Marriott is a very special place. There are so many wonderful memories tied up in this hotel that it's a great place to walk into.
Without him, we'd just be at home doing puzzles like everybody else.
It's a family reunion. It's the screwed up crossword family getting together.
Crossword puzzle solving is such a solitary pursuit that when you're in a room with other people who love it the same way you do, it's like finding the lost tribe.
You see people that you don't see often, and it's a nice camaraderie. I think it's friendly competition. Although if someone's plane couldn't get here because of the weather, I would not be that upset.
The pay or play extender is Ola, not Ole. And it's anti that you want, not anti, when the clue is pay to play.
She's new! We got a new one here!
So I'm sort of new. So anyway,
would you like to have dinner with us?
But if you don't come across, I'm gonna be down.
Trip is in good spirits. He's having a good time so far, and everybody's thinking he has a good chance of winning. There are a few unofficial side bets going on.
Your love to me is a mystery, and the clues are all around. If you don't come across, I'm gonna be down.
I think I have a shot to win. A lot of other people have a shot to win too, though, so we'll see how it works out.
It's the sixth time I've done this, and I'm hoping that I can still make the top 10. I've placed anywhere from 2nd through 10th in my last 5 appearances, and I'm just trying to see if I can still get up that high again.
I get very nervous, and, you know, I think, why do I go through this? I have nothing left to prove. You know, it's all downhill from here. But, you know, I'm here.
You don't come across, I'm gonna be down.
All the people who have ever felt
I wonder how I'd do in a contest, can find out. This is that idea on a huge scale.
Well, welcome to the 28th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. I'm Will Shorts. Here are the rules of the competition. There are seven puzzles that everyone does. There's no elimination in this tournament. Everyone does all seven puzzles. We'll start the clock. That will be our official time. If you finish a puzzle early, raise your hand. A referee will come by, pick up your paper. You get 10 points for every answer that you enter correctly. 25 bonus points for each full minute by which you beat the time limit. If either you leave a letter out or you make a mistake, that will cost you 195 points. The champions generally spend a little extra time after they finish a puzzle, looking it over, making sure that every square is filled and that nothing silly has been put in a square. Everyone ready?
Actually not keeping track of anything this year. I forgot to write down my time on the first puzzle, and I said, okay, that's a sign.
Hopefully I didn't screw that one up, because that would... Yeah. If I did screw up, I don't want to find out about it until much later, so I'm just not totally deflated for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, I felt good on that puzzle. I think I might have been the first one to finish that one. I finished right before the minute, so if you finish at 2:53 and you take 10 seconds, you're going to lose a whole minute. So I just raised my hand and turned it in and didn't check. So if I made a stupid mistake on that, then, you know, it's all over. So hopefully I didn't, but...
I had to erase too many times. I mean, obviously one across. I think everybody did.
Which one was that?
Part of QED.
Oh, all right.
I just missed the minute, but that's, you know... Ugh.
10:05.
6 words, 5.
8:40.
21:0.
Okay, we're entering for each puzzle the number of words and letters the contestant got wrong and the number of minutes ahead of the deadline he or she finished. Naturally, the faster you are, the higher your score is, but if you make errors, that detracts from your score.
Well, here's the question. If you finished that one in 2 seconds,
shoot it up.
You would just
got
go
it.
For it?
Got
just
it.
Just go for it.
Because I, before I look at the clock, I check for blanks. Not for errors, but for blanks. Those are obvious. You can see those right away.
Right.
On your mark. Get set. Go. This is a 25-minute puzzle by David Kahn. But this is a puzzle that's going to rip your heart out. Everyone ready? On your mark. Get set. Go. Thank you.
Oh, piece of cake. Everybody loved it, yeah. No hard words.
I got about two words into it, and boom, my head exploded. Yeah. So it's all over for me.
I lost time on that one. I got really stuck on one side, so I was 3 minutes behind Tripp and Tyler. So right now I'd say I'm kind of going to have to do some catch-up if I want to make the finals. Yeah, it was real hard. It was, the theme wasn't that bad. It was actually pretty gettable from the title. It was three-letter abbreviations for the days added into normal phrases, so... Like electronic lock became electronic wedlock, or set pieces became sunset pieces. But the one for Tuesday, they changed Bat Boy into Batu Boy, BATTUE. I've never heard of that word in my life. So I was, when I left, I was convinced I had an error in the puzzle because something wasn't clicking. But apparently there's no errors, but it's still slow.
Oh, that one was a toughie. Only had 3 minutes left. That's unusual for me. But I just hope it was accurate.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. But I'll find out later on.
It's always possible I made careless mistakes I didn't know about. So I don't know. We'll see tomorrow morning when the interim scores are posted. I don't think I'm 90th, but, you know, you never know.
Tomorrow means everything. I'm going to go in, maybe play a game, await a phone call, and, I don't know, trying to think about how little sleep I'm probably going to get.
Our next performer is our double act, the Hill Sallies.
Look, we're a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
Interestingly, that I see them every year, and they look the same. I mean, you know them. They look the same from year to year. And then I suddenly realize I've known these people for 27 years, some of them. They've changed. So have I, but you don't see the change from year to year. This is hard to say. In 1981... I lost my husband, and it was on Sunday afternoon here, right after the competition. He had a heart attack. Some people said, you know, isn't it hard to come back here? But he wanted me to do it. He was very proud of the fact that I had won, and in his memory, I would not stop coming back. But it's a little bit hard for me to walk out the front of the front door there. I like to go out the other way. And I can still picture him coming through the door. There are people who we've lost who aren't back. And the place is haunted. I can still see faces. I can still see people here who are no longer here. Not an unpleasant kind of haunting for that in that respect.
Home is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me around. I come home. Born with a weak heart, I guess I must be having fun. But the less we say about it, the better. Let's make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in a cloud. I'm okay, I know nothing's wrong. Lifted a fuse. I guess this must be the place. please.
I have to make up 3 minutes.
And I have four.
I'm just going to verify the report I just read.
I beat him by a minute on four? I didn't know that. Oh my God, it's a three-way tie.
A three-way tie.
That's going to be epic.
What's your strategy now?
Well, I'm going to read every clue.
This is bizarre.
What happened?
There's a three-way tie for first place right now. I thought I was a minute behind Tyler. Apparently, I got him by a minute on puzzle four, which I didn't know. So, because of the tiebreak rules right now, I'm in first, Tyler's in second, and Patrick Jordan's in third, but we all have the exact same score. And we're all 3 minutes ahead of everybody else.
I'm essentially tied for fourth with Karen, but I'm 3 minutes behind. There's three people that are tied for first place. All I can do is go as hard as I can to the last puzzle, and you know, if somebody opens the door, great, but I don't think it's going to happen.
He is one of the people who's 3 minutes behind. So that means because of the tiebreak rules, he would have to beat one of us by 3 minutes on this puzzle. Al's fast, but 3 minutes is a tough order for anybody. So as I say, I think really at this point it comes down to the three of us just playing defensively here, taking an extra minute, doing what it takes, and just hoping we don't make an error.
We think Tyler has been shorted by a minute on four.
We were looking at the scores this morning, and, you know, Tripp and I and Tyler and everyone had all been pretty much talking last night. We were all pretty sure Tyler was a minute ahead, and then Tripp was behind and by 1 minute and second. And then we knew Patrick was probably up there. We didn't know exactly where. So then looking at the scores this morning, all three were showing as tied.
And I wasn't really thinking about it because I was a little preoccupied with where I actually was in the standings. But it really surprised me, too, because I'm pretty sure I finished that between the third and fourth minute.
Doug?
And hopefully it's a moot point.
Yeah, but you know, it's right to get this fixed.
Okay, so give me all the information I need to do this investigation.
He's standing right there asking. We got his contestant number. He should get one credit for one more minute on puzzle four.
So it's 25 points. If I get to the final, that isn't a big deal. But if one of the two guys in fourth and fifth beats me by 3 minutes, then suddenly it becomes a very big deal.
For those of us that keep close track of it, I mean, we know very well he has what times, and we just figured it ought to be right. So I know it's important to Tyler, so I thought that it just seemed like the right thing to do.
I believe we're ready for puzzle seven. Judges? This is a 45-minute puzzle by Patrick Merrill. On your mark, get set, go.
So, I think I got it. I don't know. I'm about to confirm an answer, but I'm pretty sure it's right.
I gained, I finished like in 8 minutes, so I gained a minute on Trip and Tyler, but I don't know how Patrick did. I'm sure he was in there too, so. It wasn't that hard of a puzzle, so I'd be stunned if anyone made a mistake.
I only screwed that up a number of times. I left a square blankets on my check, so that was good to see.
The only thing of working against Tyler potentially is his young age, being only 20. I mean, the others on the stage have had so much more life experience, plus they've just solved more puzzles during their time on Earth than he has.
I screwed that up twice.
And then Fred House.
You too?
Yes.
It's same mistakes.
The clue was something like where a freshman might rush or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that's easy. Yeah, I've been there. Fraternity. I got down to the end and I realized, no, that ain't going to fit. So I erased. It starts with FRS. I'm like, it's got to be frat something. And I'm like, oh, Frat House. I write in Frat House. That also turns out to be wrong. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It was actually Frat Party.
I don't think there's going to be any surprises. I think it's going to be the top three. It should be me, Patrick, and, of course, Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute, the green upside down. Wait, it's okay.
What's going on in the room right now is that people are double-checking the fastest finishers this morning.
We're double-checking everybody that's 25 and greater, right?
Correct. Okay. Oh, there was another error? There was another error?
Coming up on 11 o'clock in the morning, we're just beginning to find out who the finalists may be. The excitement is palpable. It's the combination of logic and rage. On the one hand, everything works out beautifully, except if it doesn't. At which point, of course, you can just tear the thing up.
Yeah, the level of player has gotten much higher. Like Tyler Hinman, right? I mean, I first met him here when he was 16, and you could just tell, you know, he was someone that had that competitive spirit and had the speed that he was going to be up there. He's just been absolutely phenomenal this year. It used to be Tripp. If Tripp was on, nobody could touch him, you know, and now Tyler is right there. And then Patrick Jordan, I mean, he didn't always come here, but he's no surprise.
Okay, congratulations, Patrick. Well done. Good luck.
I've been in the finals like the last 4 years, but I always come in third place, so it's kind of embarrassing, you know. So at least this year I can flail on the final puzzle in my own private little world here. I don't have to do it in front of everyone. But I mean, sure, I'd love to be up there, you know. That's always my goal, but you can't do it every year, you know. So
I told Patrick, since it's not me he would be up against, he can go ahead and win. Although I think Tyler is just like a tiger there. He is so hungry for this.
This is a very tight matchup. Patrick came within one letter of winning this tournament once. If he hadn't made an error, he would have won the tournament back in the year that Ellen won. And you've seen what a hot shot Tyler is. So this really could go any way.
All right, here are the results. Starting in the A division, the top people are all tightly packed together. In third place at this point with 11,840 points, Al Sanders. In second place, 11,890 points, Tripp Payne. And in first place at this point, with 11,915 points and only 20 years old, Tyler Hinman.
Yeah, I just had a little mini heart attack, as did Tyler, because that when we heard that, it's like we knew somebody had blown it. We didn't know which of the three of us had, and it was Patrick, obviously. We don't know what happened. He must have made an error, because we think he was fast enough. So.
Who's that?
That was my dad.
What did he say?
Just that they're on their way.
Well, right now, the C final round is taking place. These are people whose are at the top of their particular skill division, and they've got noise coming in from earphones that they're wearing, so they can't hear anything that's being said, and it's nerve-wracking. You've got 500 people watching you, and for most people, they're not used to doing anything with 500 people watching them. To say nothing of a hobby they usually do all by themselves with nobody else looking over their shoulder.
I'm just watching Tyler hop around. Yeah.
I'm still a little bit in shock. I need to just get
you know,
think about this this puzzle and just like not
nervous.
A little bit. Although strangely enough, not as nervous as I was in the B final a few years ago. And this is for much greater stakes. And I don't know. I guess because I've done it before on a lower level. I don't know why. And I guess because I know I have the ability.
There's a difference between just solving at home, solving at this event, and then solving on here. There's something about being up on stage, solving in big letters with a pen you never use. It's a whole different experience. And maybe it's the nerves or the alien nature of it. Who knows? But it's there's some guys that just are up here in their element and some guys who aren't.
Chip, you'll be on the left. Al, you're on the right. Tyler in the middle.
Trip Payne, he's been here before. He's very outgoing. He'll hit himself in the head or fall down if he stumbles a little. Tyler Hinman's only 20 years old. How he knows so much to be in the top of the A division is amazing. Mm-hmm. And Al Sanders has been like the leader almost every time we come into the end of this event, and yet he has never won this event. He's never even come in second, I don't think.
Tyler, you'll have a 2-second start over Trip.
Yes.
Trip, you'll have a 5-second start over Al.
All right.
All right, I believe we're ready.
It's a beautiful day for a crossword puzzle championship. Well, let's play two.
On your mark. We get the clock. On your mark. Get set. Tyler, begin. Trip, begin. Al, begin.
To win at Stanford, I will admit it's gone through my head many times. What it would be like just to, you know, finish that final puzzle, announce done, turn around, and see people clapping. If I were to do it this year or in the next couple of years, I'd have the record for the youngest champion. I'd have the trophy. I'd have $4,000, which would be very nice. And, you know, in small circles, fame, really.
Any year that I don't win the tournament, I admit that I'm not happy about it. I try to keep a smiling face on, but, you know, there's a part of me that expects to win, even though I know that's not logical. Nobody can win every year. There's too many good people, and there's too many variables in the puzzles. But there's part of me that thinks, you know, you're good enough to win, you should win. And that part of me is upset when I don't.
You know, the big hurdle for me to get over, though, is that final puzzle, because every year it's like, okay, you know, this is like the fourth time I'm up here. Surely I've gotten now to where I can, you know, get over this hump and get out there and just, you know, go kick butt on this puzzle. And then every time it starts off, and I'm looking at those clues, and it's like, I look at the first 20 clues, and I don't have any idea, you know, and Trip's over there, you know, writing away, and it's like, oh, God, here we go again.
Trip and Al both got to sit first, though.
Well, Trip is waiting to see if it's Al sat. I mean, he knows enough to not fall into that trap. Al's got Steve Jobs. And Ute.
Trip is doing well in that upper left-hand corner as well. The clue on this one for one across is just brutal. Stark and richly detailed as writing.
That screams Zola-esque to me.
You think they put 6 down in there just for us this year, Merle?
So just shut up?
Yeah.
No, I mean, just shut up.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I thought the other one, mm-hmm. the last puzzle.
Unbeknownst to me, huge breakthrough there by Al Sanders on the right. No mistakes I see yet. Meanwhile, Tyler, working in the lower right. It's hard for me to see, but he looks good.
Yes.
It is good. And Al just about wrapping up that lower left-hand corner.
Yeah,
you can get. I got took.
And he's got this that Sioux. That, that's just a hard word down there.
There he goes.
Yeah, now he realizes what the body work is, short for tattoo. Yeah, I'm sure he's having a fun time now.
Absolutely. Trip is doing...
all over the place, as usual.
Yeah, scattershot. He's going for the words he knows and then filling in from there,
that's
as opposed to trying to fight through each area.
He's got...
just got ramified.
That's the toughest word in that corner.
Tyler's got the bottom done. He just got Steve Jobs up in that upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, but Al is just closing in. All Al has to do is get that little corner and then figure out what the heck one across is.
And he if he gets the Z here, he's got it nailed. That's the hard... he's got the
FOB.
Ramified, he's got.
And Tyler.
There it is. Done. Against this competition, speed being of the essence, did not go through that last check.
Well, he had that perfect hit. He had that hard corner to do and just didn't go back to check one across.
So Tyler now just fixed from game show to quiz show scandal, so that's a big help to him. He's got that upper right he's unfinished yet. And Tripp is just having long eye. He's trying different letters in there. Seeing what looks good.
Yeah, the clue for this is one of two hi-fi components. And he hasn't caught on to what that means yet.
Should get the hot. Though.
And he doesn't know what a pole in China is.
Oh, good God.
Zola-esque has just fallen. And Tyler is closing in here.
Yeah.
And one letter... he's got it.
Done.
I can't believe that a guy that's 7 years old is going to win this. I mean, hi, Tyler. How you doing?
I hope you can read all this.
As soon as you get out of the way, we can.
All right, here are the results. In third place, finishing first but having two blank letters, is Al Sanders. Second place, perfect in 12 minutes and 14 seconds, is Trip Payne. And our new champion, perfect in 10 minutes and 27 seconds, the youngest champion in the history of the event, is Tyler Hinman.
I got hung up. I got hung up here and here and here and here and pretty much over here. Yeah. This was a muff.
The two downs, I had those in my head, so I think I thought I had put those in. And, you know, I had said done, so as far as I know, I was over at that point, you know. And I just looked back and I just started grabbing those headphones and, you know. Oh, so bad.
What are you studying in school?
IT major.
Where are you?
Yeah.
School?
RPI.
Sawyer.
How do you feel?
Good! I feel good. Yeah, it sums it up. Words are failing me. I'm just glad they waited until now to do so.
A day without the puzzle? Well, it's not like insulin. I mean, I can live without it for a day.
Crossword puzzles are something that feed into a basic human need to figure things out.
it allows you to be open-minded and lets you think about other parts of the language that maybe you weren't necessarily thinking about.
The regularity of it, the fact that it's always there for you, is very, very appealing.
I think it's much more about the words than it is about the music. But, you know, words, they connect us.
Language is it. This is the most powerful force, I believe, on Earth is the English language.
The ability to communicate clearly and forcefully, I think it's profoundly important. I think that, I don't know, they're fun.
I hope whoever succeeds me at the Times is someone who carries on their tradition of having crosswords that speak people's language, somebody who will use puzzles that are just jam-packed with interesting, lively, juicy, fun vocabulary and continues to innovate. And at Stanford, I hope when I'm 95 that someone will wheel me in a wheelchair and I'll have drool coming down the side of my mouth. And I just hope the event is still going on and people are having a great time.
I'm gonna be down. If you don't come across, I'm gonna be down. Your love to me is a mystery, and the clues are all around. If you don't come across, I'm gonna be down.